Well, I suppose Jimmy has difficulty sometimes understanding the English language. I found that before, and I don't want to get personal here. But at the end of the day, there's a huge difference between a general election and a by-election. I don't think anybody really wants by-elections that will take up 4 to 6 weeks now before Christmas and before the budget. And the result of those by-elections is that the government will lose each and every single one of them, and that you will be thrown into a general election then. So he's arguing, okay, let's have a by-election and then let's have a general election. For God's sake, you know, what's the sense in that? Yes, we do need to have a general election, and I've always maintained that it should be in October. We're only just entering into October now, and you know, I have very, very serious decisions to make, because the hospital up there is a very, very personal thing to me.
Now, if inevitable cuts happen at Letterkenny General, will you vote against the government?
I will take a look at them. We've had meetings with the hospital and the staff. I know consultants have been on to me as well. We just can't continue with that there. So, I mean, with regards to voting against the government, you know, in my 21, 22 years there, while I've made up my own mind with regards to voting, abstaining and so on, I've never voted against, but certainly I could not vote for the government.
Now, Jimmy Hart made a point to me today. He was told that the cuts at Letterkenny General are a result of the last budget, which you voted for. So you voted for a budget which has resulted in the cuts.
Jimmy doesn't understand that, obviously doesn't understand it as well. As a result of the last budget, $3 billion was taken out of the economy, and part of that, of course, had to come out through the HSE. Now, the HSE make decisions as regards as to where the hospitals stand, and I've asked Mary Harney, and I've put this question to a number of my colleagues as well, look, why don't we just leave the hospitals alone? There are plenty of other areas that we can actually take the cuts out of.